Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You cannot
imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that
you but God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave
my story.
My story proves that God can use
me. Deliverance
is my
story.
It would blow your mind.
They don't know.
My story.
Say it, LeJune.
You don't know my story. The anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you. My faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God because even though I'm not perfect, my deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my
story.
It
would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I worship.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to come on this live with New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. I am your host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. We'd like to say once again, thank you for tuning in. I pray each and every one of you all have had a blessed weekend and a most successful week. Amen, amen, amen. It's always a blessing to be able to come on the line and fellowship with those of you that love the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 100, and I'm going to read that into your hearing today, and we're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking to us on today. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Again, let me read this until you hear it again. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. He said into his gates, giving. What thanksgiving, what does that mean? When I think about that particular scripture, it's any time you come into a solemn assembly. See, you just don't have to enter into a particular place. Anywhere there is praises going up to God, when you come on this line, you're entering into God's gates, because this is a solemn line. This is a line where we come on to give God glory, to give him praises, to lift up his holy name. So guess what? This is considered a sanctuary. Anytime you're in the presence of the Lord, it is a sanctified place. The atmosphere begin to be permeated and saturated with praises and testimonies and people talking about the goodness of Jesus, not our goodness, but God's goodness. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus today. Amen. As we reflect upon last week, Prophetess, I see Prophetess Darlene Davis with us today. So glad to have this young woman of God with us. I tell you, she just is an encouragement to me, amen, and to the body of Christ. So as we begin to elaborate and those that came on last week begin to explain found upon dying to live. And I felt like going on again with this particular theme, but we'll touch on it as the week progresses. But we all know that this is a week that the nation has set aside as a day where the whole world celebrates Thanksgiving. And in the United States, one of the presidents aside, where we can have a time where we can fellowship and break bread with our family members and just be thankful to God. But how many know that we don't have to wait to the last Thursday in November to give thanks to God? We can give God thanks each and every day that we live, each and every day that we still have blood running through our veins and we're able to open up our mouths and give him glory and give him praise. That's a reason to be thankful. Amen. So we just blessing the Lord and thanking God for another opportunity to be able to tell him thank you. So our destiny focus for this week is, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. And I'm going to ask, hallelujah, I'm so glad to see Prophetess Darlene, because we're going to do some tag teaming today. Amen. This is a week of Thanksgiving, and we're going to give God some thanks for what he has done in our lives. Amen. And what he is continually doing in the lives of his people. As I say, I don't separate God's people, because all souls belong to God. The soul that sinned belong to God, and the soul that is living holy and righteous, they belong to God. So when I refer to God's people, I'm talking about the whole universe. Amen. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene Davis to open up with the word of prayer, and I'm going to ask her today, as the Lord so blessed, and as I come forth and bring the word of life today, I'm going to ask her also to share in this topic. Amen. You know, the Bible says we got to be instant in season and out of season, so I'm sure she can say something about the Lord today, and that's our topic. Lord, I just want to thank you. So I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into what God is speaking to us on this evening. God bless you, Prophetess Davis. How are you today?
God bless. God bless. It was a struggle to get on here, but I thank God I'm on. God bless everyone. Let us go
Jesus.
To this one. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise
thank
you, God.
God.
We magnify your name, God. We exalt you, God. We lift you up, God. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for the activities of our limb, the article of our speech. We don't take anything lightly or for granted. We thank you for the air that we breathe, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for another time we can come together and just lift you up, God. We thank you because we are thankful, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your peace, your joy, your love, God. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. We thank you for being El Shalom, God. We thank you for being a mighty God. I even thank you for the struggle, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We praise your name right now. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. We look to the hills from which our help come from, and our help come from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Oh, God, we will bless to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We will continue to trust you, God. We come right now just thanking you, God. We ask that you look down upon the bereaved family, God. We ask that you continue to look down upon Sister T's family, God. We ask that you continue to look down upon the sick and the shut-in, God. We ask that you go in the highways and the byways on today, God. We ask that you stir up, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that we operate in our gift, God. We ask that we live and not die, God. We ask that we do the works that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. We're calling on your name, Jesus. No other name we know. When we call on that great name, Jesus, every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess. When we call on Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. Demons have to flee. So we're calling on your name, Jesus. We need you, God. We need you like never before, God. in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we made it to the closing, almost to the closing of the year. Our God, because
yes,
if it was the enemy, he had his way, we wouldn't have made it. But we thank you that we made it, and we're thankful, God. We're grateful on today, God. Our God, we thank you for the rain, the sun, the snow, the shine. We thank you for everything, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We lift you up right now. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this great woman of God. We thank you for where you're taking her to. We thank you for where you brought her from, God. We thank you for each and every soul that's listening. We thank you for the new souls that's coming on the line. We thank you for who you are, God, and we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you that you're going to bring forth the word out of our mouth like never before. We thank you for the rhema word in advance. We thank you because the best is yet to come, and our latter days shall be greater. We thank you that our due season is right now. God, we thank you for the fruits that we're going to see from this ministry. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now, God. We exalt you, God. We ask you to look down upon the sick and the shedding, God. We ask you to go into the prisons, God. Touch somebody, God. Touch her sister. Touch her brother, God. God, we ask that you continue to look down upon Ruby, Sister Ruby. Continue to cover her. Continue to keep her, God. Lift her spirits, God, even more, God. Take her to higher heights and deeper depths in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every speaker and every speaker to come, God. We thank you in advance for the fast, God.
Hallelujah.
Get our minds ready for that fast. Get our spirits ready, God. The man of God says start early, and God help us to continue to start early. For that time. We thank you for what you're doing at December the 6th, God. We thank you for that overnight prayer, God. Their souls will be won, and deliverance and healing will be set free. People will be set free in the name of Jesus. So now, God, we ask you to continue to rain on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. We tear down everything that wants to come up upon this line that's not of you, God. We cast down every imagination in the name of Jesus. Let your people's mind be tuned in, God, that we can take off into where you want us to take off to, God. Let nobody be left behind, God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to continue to breathe. Hell of our son, breathe on this woman of God in the name of Jesus. Let her keep speaking your word, God. We thank you for Provoked Fridays. Keep provoking us, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep him. Continue to keep Pastor Hamilton, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him what to give us, God, in the name of Jesus. And each and every speaker, God, we ask that you cover them in your blood. We ask that you bind up accidents and incidents unseen on this line and off the line, God. As the people ride their vehicles, we ask that you give them traveling mercy, God, from place to place in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to do things in their churches, God. God, oh God, turn things around before the end of the year, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the miracles to come. Hallelujah on this line in the name of Jesus. So we give you the praise, God. No glory of our own, God, but you get the glory, God, out of this line. Get the glory out of this woman, God. Get the glory out of us, God. And we thank you. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We're ready for takeoff. We're ready for takeoff in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. I felt that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to say thank you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for all of our listeners today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By way, I just want to give this announcement. Amen, amen. We're looking not this Friday, but next Friday. We're going to do a six-hour telethon, praise, prayer, purpose, perseverance. We're going to be on this line, or not this line. This won't be the call-in line. We're doing a conference line in December the 6th. Mark that on your calendar. And we're going to go from 12 midnight. That'll be California time. So Prophetess Davis, that's like 3 a.m. in the Carolinas, 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. So that'll be your time frame. And we're starting at midnight here on the West Coast to 6 that morning. And we're asking everybody to fast during that six-hour span from 12 midnight to 6 that morning. And we're lining it up now. We thank God for Liberal Democrat helping us in establishing that line. And also we're going to be having on men and women of God that's going to, you won't get bored. I'll say this again. God will be in the house. Amen. So if you're in the comforts of your home and you're around just listening and on the line, I promise you, you won't get bored. We're going to have men and women of God that's going to be praying. We're going to have worship service. We're going to have a word from the Lord. Well, people will be expounding on the word. We're going to have some Bible teaching, amen, during this 6 hours. So after one member stop, the other one going to go right on and pick up, so we're not going to have no gaps. Amen. If you need to have a restroom break, just take you a break while you're in your home. But I guarantee you, you're going to need a notepad. You're going to need a blanket where you can sit there. And, baby, I'm telling you, if you feel like I feel, I'll be up like Sister Prophetess Darlene said, up running around our house and just raising your hand and worshiping and magnifying God. Amen. So we're asking those that will make that sacrifice December the 6th. That's going to be on a Friday, December the 6th, all on a Friday. But this coming Sunday, right after Thanksgiving, December the 1st, from the 1st to the 21st, we're going to be on a 21-day fast, and we're going to give you the particulars as the week progresses, but we're going to be fasting from midnight to 4. We're only going to do one meal a day that first week. Amen. And then that second week, we're going to give you what our schedule is going to be like. But we're going to go into this December where we're going to be setting aside things that's not conducive for us in this season. We're trying to hear from God. And when you're trying to hear from God, we got to remember that the Bible says these kinds come out by fasting and praying. And sometimes we got to take a look at ourselves, and we have to make the necessary adjustments that we need to make where we can hear from God. Amen. Sometimes we pray and we want to get right on in there and we want to tell God all about it, but we never take time to wait on God. We don't wait on our answer. Just because you pray and you commune with God, that doesn't mean that you got to get right on up and then act upon the things that you're asking God to do in your life. You have to wait on God. Amen. And if you want something to be successful and you want something to be meaningful and lasting, then you have to learn how to wait on God. Amen. So mark that on your calendar. And next Sunday, we'll be starting our 21-day fast from midnight to 4. So that means on November the 30th at midnight, you need to cease from everything. And so we're going from midnight to 4 that evening. I know it'll be like 7 o'clock in the east. Amen. But on the west coast, it will be at midnight. Amen. So if you want to start at midnight, then that'll be 9 o'clock your time on the east coast. And so we're just looking for God to do some things in our life. And you know, God is the only one that specializes in miracles. He specializes in things that we deem impossible. Amen. So we're just looking to go high in the Lord. We're not trying to glorify this flesh. We're trying to kill this flesh. And that was our message on last week, dying to live, learning how to kill this flesh. Amen. So as we begin to talk about this subject this week, and then I'm going to bring Prophetess Darlene on to expound a little bit on this particular subject, we're saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. And when I begin to think about that, I thought about the song that Walter Hawkins wrote, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for being so good to me. And there are some other gospel artists that have written songs titled, Lord, I just want to thank you. Amen. Amen. So we just want to take time out today and tell the Lord how thankful we are to him. Amen. And when we look at the word thanks, Amen. When you look, begin to look at that word thanks, it means to express gratitude. It means to be appreciative. It means to acknowledge. You know, when someone has spoken a kind word to you, when someone has rendered a good deed to you, the first response we say is thank you. You know, and when you're saying thank you, you are responding to an act of kindness. You are responding to a word that has been expressed that was pleasant. You don't say thank you when somebody has done you wrong. Normal people usually say thank you when they're expressing their thanks for something that has been beneficial to them. Amen. So we're expressing our gratitude this week. Thursday is a day that we're going to cook our Thanksgiving dinner, and most of us will have turkey and dressing and all of, you know, how the African-Americans, we do it. We call it all soul food. You know, we're going to sit around the table, and we're going to say our blessing, and we're going to remember to give God some thanks for putting that food on our table, clothes on our back. You know, this is a time where we reminisce and we reflect upon God's goodness. This is a time when most people make sacrifices and they take their vacations around Thanksgiving and around Christmas. This is the holiday season, and most people are married, and they feel good, even if they've mistreated someone all through the year. Around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, they put their differences aside. Amen. And that's just what we do. And then after that holiday is over, we pick up and go back to where we left off. Amen. So we don't come together and say, forgive me for mistreating you. Forgive me for not speaking to you since last Thanksgiving. I haven't heard from you. I haven't talked with you. I haven't even prayed for you in a whole year. But we're going to come together and we're going to put on our mask. We're going to put on these fake masks, and we're going to act like we love one another for the sake of family. You know, and you know, family, we say, but I'll put your differences aside today, and let's just be nice to one another. Well, if we can honor that one day that one of the presidents had initiated for us to give thanks to the Lord, then if we can do that for one day, why not for the other 364 days of the year? So that tells me if we can make a sacrifice and we can appreciate you and show our gratitude and acknowledge you at Thanksgiving, then that let me know those other days we can do the same thing. But I'm reminded of a story in the Bible, and we're going to read a few chapters of that verse, and then we're going to get on into what God is saying. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to let you know how grateful I am. I want to let you know how grateful I am. For one, the first thing I'm going to thank you for, God, I'm going to thank you for being God all by yourself. I'm going to thank you because you don't have to take counsel with anybody. I'm going to thank you because you're God all by yourself. I'm going to thank you because you don't need a helpmate. I'm going to thank you because you can decide at any given time who you want to bless. I'm going to thank you because your mercies were renewed this morning. Amen. As you begin to take inventory, you decided in your infinite mercies that you were going to grant me mercies today. New mercies you grant me. Every morning your mercies are renewed, and I thank you because you renewed your mercies on me this morning. I'm thanking you for a mother that I celebrated her 77th birthday on Saturday. Lord, I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my children, God. I thank you for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I thank you because I have a roof over my head. I thank you because I have food in the refrigerator. I thank you for clothes on my back. I thank you for all the bare necessities. But most of all, God, on today, I just want to thank you for filling me with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank you because it leads and it guides me. I thank you, Lord God, because when I would do evil, when I would do good, evil is always present. But I thank you because I can draw on this experience that has been with me 30 years. I can draw on this well, hallelujah, this well that you have deposited in my inner man, in my spirit man, amen. And at any given time, Lord, all I got to do is let this Holy Ghost that you've given me operate. All I got to do is be led of your spirit, God, and I won't do evil. I won't render evil for good. Hallelujah. I won't try to take matters into my own hands. I won't take vengeance upon anyone because I know you said, vengeance belong to you, God, and you said you would repay. So, Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm not waiting till November the 28th on Thursday to say thank you, but I'm telling you thank you today, God. I thank you for allowing me to be in the land of the living. I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you are so great and you're greatly to be praised. I'm thanking you, Lord God, because you've been merciful to me. Hallelujah. As I reflect upon next month, we're going to be celebrating 2 years on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for over 65,000 listeners that you have allowed to tune into this broadcast. They hear these anointed, powerful men and women of God that have made sacrifices, Lord, to come and minister to the people of God. I thank you for the prophecies that have gone forward this year, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your manifestation of all your glory being displayed in everything that we do. Oh, God, we thank you today because you are a great God. You are a great God. You are awesome in all your ways. Lord God, I thank you because there's nothing hidden from you. Hallelujah. You know everything there is to know about us, God. Oh, God, so help us today, God, to let people know that they don't have to wait to Thursday to give you thanks. They don't have to wait to November the 28th to say thank you. They don't have to wait until the turkey is in the oven, until the dressing is done. We can tell you through each and every day we live. We can tell you thank you when our ways please you because you already promised us in your word. You said if our ways please you, you would give us the desires of our heart, God. Oh, God, but I'm thanking you today for this wonderful opportunity. We're thanking you for this platform, God, and we're asking you, Lord God, to let us not abuse it. Let us not to take it for granted, God, but let us use it for your purpose, God. Amen, God. I'm asking you to continue to bless your people everywhere, God. Bless those even today that haven't even surrendered, God. Somebody's thinking about giving their life to you before the year's out, God. Hallelujah. Keep on dealing with their hearts, God. Don't let them back up, God. Let them be thankful. Amen. But let's go quickly to the 2 Kings. We're going to go to the book of 2 Kings, and I want to read into you here and briefly, amen, chapter 7. We're going to read verses 1, hallelujah, through 9. Amen. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Hallelujah. This was a time when there was a famine in the amen. But how many know that even when the famine come, God already have preserved something for his people? There can be a famine in the land, but guess what? God's people will never suffer. Amen. So then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? So they were they didn't want to believe what the prophet of God was saying. But the my Bible tell me, believe the word of the prophet, and so shall you prosper. Believe the word of the prophetess, and so shall ye prosper. Amen. And he said, behold, shall see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. The man of God was trying to tell him that the famine was coming, but they didn't believe it. And verse 3 says, and there were four leprous. Listen to this story. There were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Amen. The lepers weren't aware that they knew some of the army had left. They knew some of the soldiers had exited and was not in the city, but they weren't sure of who was lingering in there. But there were four lepers sitting at the gate. Hallelujah. And they were hungry. They didn't have no food. Hey, that's why we're telling the Lord, thank you today. Today we're saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. And they said to one another, why sit here until we die? What are the lepers saying to one another? They're saying, if we sit here, we're going to die. And if we go into the city, we're going to take our chances that somebody in the city might kill us. But they were dead. They had proposed in their heart, one way or the other, we may be out of here. One way or the other, death may overtake us. So why are you in this situation? Hallelujah. If you know, if you call on God, he'll answer prayer. Why not call on God? Take your chances calling on God instead of taking your chances staying on out there with the thugs, staying on out there with the cutthroats, staying on out there with the murderers and the robbers. Take your chances calling on God. Take your chances going into the city, believing that God was going to bless. Amen. So they say, why sit here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, I'm reading from 2 Kings chapter 7. Hallelujah. So good to see Sister T on the line with us. I'm just going to digress for a minute. We went to the homegoing celebration of Sister T's mother. And I know our heart is still sad, especially around the holiday time. This is the time, as I said earlier, that families come together. But we had a beautiful time celebrating her homegoing. Amen. And everything that they spoke about, Sister T's mother, amen, the heavens was rejoicing because she had finished her course. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. Now there is laid up for Mother Loxton a crown. Hallelujah. A crown of glory. She's finished her fight. Amen. Amen. So she's not suffering any longer. She has paid her dues. Amen. Some people ask me, why did they have the service so soon? Because Mother Loxton made her departure on Tuesday. And on Saturday, they had the homegoing celebration. Well, when you got your business taken care of, when your house has been set in order, why should you prolong it? Hallelujah. Why should you wait? Amen. If you already got, and I looked at that thing, Sister T, and I just wanna let you know that we love you here with New Destiny Ministries, amen, and we're praying for you, and the best has not came yet, but you continue to be faithful. If you live the life that you and your mother lived, if you take care of your business, guess what? When we get ready to make our departure, somebody can get up and say something kind about us, and they're not lying. They talked about the life that she lived before the people of God, before her neighbors. Some one young lady said she hadn't seen her in about 10 years, but she remembered. No. She remembered Mother Loxton. Amen. So we just want to salute you today and let you know that God is always faithful. And I love that. When I saw that and I told someone, I said, Mother Loxton had our business in order. Hallelujah. She had cleaned up around her own front door. Amen. She had made her peace calling in election sure. So when you have taken care of your business, amen, ain't no reason to be sad. Yeah, we going to cry. Yeah, because that's our mother. I don't know. I haven't lost a mother, but I've lost a daughter. Amen. And it's a different, people tell me it's a different thing, you know, to lose a child. I buried a child at 26 years old. Amen. Mother Loxton lived to be 77 years old, and she lived an exemplary life before her family, before the saints, and before her peers. And I know she lived that, because guess what? The preacher got up and he only preached for about 10 or 12 minutes, because guess what? Her eulogy had already been delivered by the people that witnessed the kind of life that she lived. So you be encouraged today, Sister T. Amen. So we're reading that 2 Kings chapter 7. God bless you, liberal Democrat, man of God. We're reading at, and I have your line open, Prophetess Darlene, because I'm going to let you come on in here. We're reading at 2 Kings chapter 7, and we have verse 4 now. So the leper said, if we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. So the leper said, we know the famine is in the city, but we can't sit here out here at this gate and die. We have to be bold, and we have to believe that God has his hand upon us, and he's going to bless us. He's not going to let us die out here at the gate, and I just believe he's not going to let us die when we enter into the city. So they say, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. So they weighing their options right now. And that's what we have to do. We have to weigh our options. We have to say, now, Lord, 30 years ago, you brought me out of a miserable, horrible pit. I was a wretch undone. I didn't know my right from my left. I didn't know if I was coming or going. I was calling evil good and good evil. Hallelujah. But you brought me out 30 years ago. So, Lord, guess what? I decided to take my chances with a God that have always delivered, with a God that I know he'll stick by me closer than a brother, with a God that I know he will always come to my rescue, with a God that I know when I was in the storm, I've known when I was in prison, I've known when I was destitute, I've known when I didn't have nowhere to turn to. I could turn to God even when I messed up and did wrong. God still held his hand out to me. Hallelujah. He still was able to feed me with manna from on high. Also, the leper said, if we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come. And let us fall into the host of the Syrians. Hallelujah. We're going to take our chances because we are the famine is in the land. We haven't eaten in 10 or 20 days. So guess what? If we sit outside this gate, we're going to die. Hallelujah. But I'm going to take my chances in the city. Hallelujah. I'm going to take my chances with God. Hallelujah. God has proven to me that he's faithful. Why am I going to abandon the God that has been faithful to me for 59 years, and for the last 30 years, I surrendered. Hallelujah. I have committed my way to the Lord, and God has proven to be faithful. Oh, I bless you today, God. So he said, now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians, excuse me. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. I remember the prophet had already prophesied that, hey, there was going to be a famine in the land. He had already prophesied that by that time, tomorrow, measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel. Amen. He had already promised that two measures of barley would be for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Because when there's a famine in the land, hey, everybody become like vultures. Hallelujah. They might eat one another up. Hallelujah. How the two women, barley, son, and ate their son up. Hallelujah. And when it got time for the other one's son to be born, they said, oh, no, you're not going to eat up my son. Amen. So when a famine is in the land, we have to take heed. We have to take heed, people of God. God is sending us warnings every day. God is always sending warnings on this line. He sends words of encouragement. He sends words to uplift our spirit. But guess what? There's always a warning before destruction. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the othermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. You see what happened? They weighed their options. And I'm sure they all weren't on the same page. But I believe there was a spokesman for those four lepers. Hallelujah. One of them stood up and said, if we sit here at the gate, we're going to die. Consider your options today. And if we go in the city, we're going to die. Consider your options today. How many want to tell the Lord, thank you? Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm not waiting to Thursday. Hallelujah. I might not live to see Thursday. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the day, Jesus said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now, hallelujah. So verse 6 says, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses. Look how God was setting it up for those lepers. Even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and they fled in the twilight. So God did that thing for the lepers. The kings and all his soldiers, the armies, they fled because God made them to believe that a big army was coming to attack them. Hallelujah. But let me tell you today, this is the story of the Lord, and I want to encourage somebody today. God'll wipe out a city just for you. If your ways please him, God'll wipe out a city just for you. Oh, yes, he will. He did it for the four lepers. He caused the camp and all them that was in the camp to hear a noise. And when they began to hear the noise, they began to fear. They became fearful, and they fled. So they begin to fled. They begin to leave and to depart as the lepers was getting ready to come into the city. God cleaned it out where he could preserve those lepers. Don't tell me what God won't do. Let's read it a little first. And they left it. Let's go back over verse 7. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight. That is, the Syrians, they rose and fled in the twilight. But remember, if we go back, oh, God help me today. If we go back up to verse 5, and they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. The lepers rose up at twilight, and while the lepers was raising up at twilight, the Lord allowed the Syrians to raise up at twilight and depart the camp. Oh, don't tell me. This is why we're saying today, Lord God, I thank you. Lord, I just want to say thank you. And let's finish verse 7. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight. I hope y'all get this today. And left their tents and their horses. Listen, they left their tents, they left their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and they fled for their life. They didn't know what noises they heard. They heard a noise of chariots, they heard a noise of horses, and they even the noise of a great host. God made them to think that they had 100,000 men in chariots and on horses and coming to invade their camp. But it was not so. Hallelujah. But God can do anything. How many know that God can do anything but fail? Hallelujah. Don't tell me what God won't do. If God allowed an ass to speak, hallelujah, save a man's life, don't tell me what God won't do for you. And since he's so merciful, since he's so
gracious. Hallelujah. You need to not wait to Thanksgiving to tell him thank you, but you ought to tell him thank you every day you have blood running through your veins. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. And they say, even as the camp was, and they fled for their life. Let's read verse 8. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp. Watch God, liberal Democrat. He ain't through with you yet. Verse 8 says, when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried them cents, then silver and gold and raiment. They had silver and gold in the camp. They had raiment waiting for them and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried this also. So all of that, all of the goods, hallelujah, everything, the silver and the gold, the change of garments, all of this stuff, God had it waiting on those four lepers. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible didn't tell us what kind of life these lepers lived, but apparently somebody had did something to please God, because God wiped out a whole city for them. Oh, you better watch God today. And they said, and went and hid it. Verse 9, then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. Well, how you saying you do not well? Then, in other words, they say, we've done well today. Because when we weigh our options and we begin to think about we're about to die, hallelujah, if we stay at the gate, we're going to die. If we go in the city, we're going to die. They're saying we have done good today. The Lord is pleased with us. Hallelujah. And they said, glory to God. In verse 9, they say, this day is a day of good tidings. Look how they're giving thanks to God. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Now, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. These lepers knew that they could not. They knew that they couldn't be greedy. Where were they going to carry all of this gold and silver and raiment? What was he going to do with all of that? It was too much for them to carry. So they went and reported to their king that the Syrians had left their camp because they was afraid. Now go in the city and you can take everything. It's there for the taking. How many know God already has something set up for us? All we got to do is wait. Turn to Isaiah. Oh, y'all don't believe this word today. I'm talking about saying thank you. Our message today is, Lord, I just want to thank you. These lepers, oh, God, they were saying we have done well today. But they're saying, guess what? I have to share this with our king because there was a famine in the land. I have to let the king know there's food in this camp. There's raiment in this camp. So you know what? With the silver and gold, they had money to go to another city where they were able to buy food. Oh, glory to God. How many know it takes money to buy land? Hallelujah. You can't buy land without money. Oh, but I'm here to tell you that God had it already set up for the lepers. God had already preserved his people, and he knew that the lepers was going to go back and tell the king where there would be meat in my house. God said in Malachi, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house. Don't bring them in the storehouse for your foe and no more. No, God ain't interested in saving your foe and no more. He's interested in preserving and saving the world. Hallelujah. God don't have respect to persons. Oh, you better hear this word today. He said, Lord, I just want to thank you. The lepers weren't selfish. They know they couldn't take all the goods out of that camp. Hallelujah. They probably was on feet anyway. The Bible didn't say how they was riding. The Bible said they was sitting out at the gate. Amen. It didn't speak if the lepers had horses. It didn't speak red chariots, but it spoke about the north. Ooh, God, I bless you today. See, I had something different in my notes. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, go to 2 Kings. I want you to tell them that I have a remnant. Hallelujah. When somebody counts you out, God will say, no, baby, you ain't out. Hallelujah. They may have made the last count, 9. They could be at 9. But God will raise you up before they can call 10. Hey, glory to God. That's the kind of God that we serve. Lord, help me today. I'm excited. I get excited. Sister Ruby said, you get excited. I say, yes, I get excited. I get excited when you talk about Jesus. I get excited about ministry because this is my life. When I was in the world, I was excited when it got ready. We had a little club that I used to go to. I started going to the club at 16 years old. Hallelujah. And I remember, oh, God, I bless you today. I remember I used to steal my auntie car. Hallelujah. She knew where to find me. I would be down at Scotty's on St. Louis Street. 16 years old, I'm in the nightclub. Uh-huh. And we would go out. I don't know about you all. Y'all, you know, you all are Midwesterners and Westerners, but I came from the deep south, New Orleans, the inner city. Hallelujah. And you know, We don't have no curfew on drinking. You can drink yourself to death, and I literally mean that. Amen. You can drink 24/7. There's no bell ringing. When I came to California, there was a little bell, 1:30, 2 in the morning. That's it for the drink. But in New Orleans, you can drink all night long. Oh, glory. So we used, when I was a young girl, we used to get ready. We didn't, the time to go out in the street was like 12 and 1 at night, 12 midnight, 1 in the morning. That's the time we went out to go to the club, and we would be in there to 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, dancing and drinking and just having fun. Now, if I'm that dedicated to the world, I'm that dedicated to when I was out there doing my thing. How about when God saved me, when he spared my life, and he brought me into this marvelous life? Why can't I be excited as I was out there in the world? I should be more excited about Jesus than I was about the world. We got to flip the script here. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm going to give this over, and I'm going to let Prophetess Darlene Davis come on in here. But I just want to encourage you all today that, hallelujah, tell the Lord thank you. Say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. I don't care if you don't have a turkey for Thanksgiving. I don't care if you don't have all the trimmings. Tell the Lord thank you, because I know he's done something good for you. I know he's worthy of some praise. I know he spared you from something. I know he saved your life. I know he pulled you out of a horrible pit, because that's the kind of God that we serve. Lord, I just want to thank you. And as you go over to Luke in your leisure, read about the other ten lepers. Hallelujah. That came to Jesus, and Jesus healed them, and he told them, he gave them instructions and told them to go present themselves before the priest. Hallelujah. He said, now keep this under wraps. Don't go tell nobody. Hallelujah. So as they went, they were healed. But only one come back. Only one of the lepers came back and said, Lord, I thank you. Only one saying, I thank you. And when the one returned, Jesus said, wasn't there 10? Where's the other 9? It was 10 of you that I prayed for. But you mean to tell me, you ungrateful servants, I healed and prayed for 10 of you, but only one came back and said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm that one today, God. I don't know about the other 9, but I'm that leper today. I'm one of those 4 lepers that went into the city and discovered that there was life in the city. You better discover there's some life in this city. There's a city called heaven somewhere. I want to make it to that city. I don't know about you, but I'm striving to make it to that city. That's why I tell the Lord thank you. Every day I tell him thank you. Thank you for celebrating my mother's 77th birthday. Thank you for grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Thank you because I'm able to take care of myself. Thank you, Lord God, I ain't walking with a limp. Thank you, I ain't in a wheelchair. I'm not in a nursing home. Lord, I just want to thank you. Prophetess Darlene, how you're the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you.
Hallelujah. Woo, we thank you, God. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. I just thank him. I thank him. Well, on Friday, I thank God for the word, and I said, on Monday, God, just let me give a testimony. I didn't know, really, it was going to be today, but I asked God, because I said, I got so much to just be thankful for. So I thank him for this broadcast. I haven't had my turkey in the natural yet, but I had my turkey, I had my trimmings in the spiritual rim on this broadcast. I had a full Thanksgiving on this broadcast already.
All right,
even a cake. Even ice cream and cake on this broadcast. Hallelujah. So I thank him for this broadcast.
Uh-huh.
I thank him for each and every one of you. Because sometimes I know that y'all don't feel like coming on, feel like being violent. But y'all come on with the Spirit of God. Y'all come
thank
on
God.
Lifting him up. And I thank God for that. And y'all tell me when to stop now. Because I can go on and go on next week thanking God. This is a good topic here. And I just thank God for the word on today. I thank God because the woman of God set it off every Monday. She sets it off on Monday. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I thank God I'm
thank
not going to be formal today. I'm not going to be elegant today. I'm just going to get me today. Hallelujah. So, y'all, you know, I ain't going to ask y'all to excuse me, but I'm going to talk a little slang, whatever God want me to do, I'm going to be me today. Hallelujah.
Right.
I just thank God that she sets it off every Monday that we go up and we go to another dimension, another place, thank God. So I thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. And God is going to destroy some things for us. Hallelujah. God is going to turn some things around for us. Hallelujah. And we just wait. Hallelujah. And be of good courage. God said we got to be of good courage. That means we got to magnify him. We got to exalt him. We got to lift him up. In spite of what we see, because God's going to do a shift. Y'all watch out now. God's going to do a shift. But there's some instructions that have been on this line, and we are to follow the instructions of the leaders, of the Holy Ghost, of the prophet, the prophetess, the teacher, the preacher, the prophet, the apostle, whatever.
Come on.
Democrat told us to start the fast before we start the fast. And, you know, it seemed like that day I was extra hungry in the natural. And then the next day I said, wait a minute, hold up, Satan. I said, the man of God said do this. And I'm following the instructions because
come
I'm
going
to get my blessing. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Even more. So I followed the instructions. And I'm telling you, after a while, it got easier. I said,
thank you,
Lord. Nobody but God. I'm talking about thank you, Lord. Because, see, girlfriend like to eat. Sister girl like to eat. But this is the time that I got to flip that table over, flip this plate over, whatever I got to do. Because flesh got to die. The word
come
will
on, Holy
die.
Ghost.
And see, I heard the word every day. Let us hear what God is saying. And God is saying, I'm not expecting a person. I am going to move for thee. I am going to change things around. But you got to be faithful. You got to be holy as I am holy. You got to trust me.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
You're thanking me. Hallelujah. On Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, but you don't know what's going on, sister girl. Yes, I know. God said, but still praise me. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. His praises. We got to praise him when things are going good. We got to praise him when things are going bad. There's a shift coming. Hallelujah. There's a change in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
I told the people in my prayer line on Saturday that it was raining. It was going to rain. And I used Noah. Hallelujah. He wasn't studying what people said. He did what God said. We got to follow the instructions of the Holy Ghost, what God tells us to do. We can't be studying what people say. It's not following God. Don't follow them. You need connection. Hallelujah. We got to trust God. No matter what. And on the day I thank God because I got a paper in my door and I said, what's going on now? I ain't put no stuff today. I ain't playing. And I didn't read the paper all the way. I called the office. Hallelujah. And I was tested today. And I called the office and I said, what is this paper? And she said, wait a minute, hold up. Miss Davis, no. And it was, I don't own anything. I have a $15 credit. You might say that's not much, but it is. Hallelujah. Because when you don't own anything and then you have credit,
that's
a question.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I thank him for that, and I thank him for this. But most of I did not want to come down to North Carolina, but I thank him now. I was complaining, mumbling, doubting, crying, laying on the floor crying, saying, God, you don't love me. But the devil is a liar.
That's
he loves me. God showed me himself. He showed me because he'll provide and make provisions if he called you to a place. And I tell you, when everybody left me for dead, and I hope somebody in the archives hear this, I thank you. This is going to sound strange. I thank God for my enemies. Hallelujah. Because he's going to make them my footstool. I thank God. At the first time, I didn't understand it. At the second time, I sure didn't understand it. Third time, but I thank God for everybody that stepped on me and left me for dead. Because God will raise you up, and he'll build a stand, and he'll do a new thing in you. And I thank him for the new thing that he's doing in me. So I thank God for everybody that actually left me dead. But I'm up now. Hallelujah. And I won't go back down.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
I'm up, and I'm rising in Jesus Christ. Not because of me. I'm not up because I did anything.
That's right.
Really,
I couldn't do nothing.
I was laying on the ground. Hallelujah. I wasn't shot by a gun. I was shot by a missile. And I mean, they blew me up in the spiritual room, and they left me for dead. Saints of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But God. But God. But God. So I have a thank you for God. God kept me in the midst of my storm. He kept me. Hallelujah. When everybody forsake you, I'm talking to somebody out there because I said, what testimony can I share? Because I have so many. To God be the glory. When God looks like nobody is with you, remember the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is with you. That's three in one. So you're not alone. But God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he did. He raised me up,
and you know what?
He took me to a spiritual hospital, and that was this broadcast. And he said, get on. So I thank God for meeting Barbara, Prophetess Barbara Teal. And I met her, and I came on.
Thank you.
I had to follow instructions. I didn't feel like coming on. I didn't even want to hear y'all. That's what I was going through. But God said, go on. And I said, okay, that's blessed, Maybe y'all might check it out the next day. And he said, no, you will keep coming on.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we got to follow the instructions of the Holy Ghost. It may be hard. It may not look good. It may not feel good. It may not smell good. But if you follow Jesus, you can't go wrong.
Hallelujah.
Thank him today for the goodness and praise him. And know that he will and he can.
Remember, you're
not a victim. You are victorious.
That's right.
And you got the victory over enemies. So keep thanking him. Thanking him.
Thank
and watch
you,
him turn things around. God bless you all.
I receive that, Holy Ghost. All right.
Oh, Lord. You see how God will bless you if you are obedient. Now, you all just heard Prophetess Darlene said she didn't want to hear us. She didn't want to come on no line. But
she let
a friend of mine that is also a friend of Jesus. And she began to tell Prophetess Darlene about the sign.
Yes, God.
Look at how God blessed.
Yes, God.
I'm here to check. Let me turn the speaker off. Look how God will bless you if you are obedient. Sometimes we don't understand, but if we can act on obedience, God will do the rest.
That's right.
Obedience. See, sometimes we, a liberal Democrat, sometimes we think our money is the sacrifice. I'm going to bless you with $100 today. God, please, but that.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Bless you with $1 million if he
chose
to.
Come on.
But he said obedience. Prophetess Darlene, your obedience meant more to God than you making a sacrifice. You obeyed the woman of God and told you to go come on this line, but you didn't know what God had already established for you. See, he
already knew
that you were going to be a part of this team.
Hallelujah.
God is building a team, liberal Democrat.
Yes, he is building a team.
And he's doing it from city to city, from state to state. Hallelujah.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Liberal Democrat came on and was listening. He listens. He told me he listens to some of the broadcasts over the internet.
and he came on our chat room, and he was listening to one of our broadcasts, and he said he felt the fire. Hallelujah.
Ah.
Open up the lines, and I don't want no glory. But I glory in my God. Yes, I get excited. Because guess what?
God.
As I told you all, if I was excited about going to the club at 16 years old, I was excited 30 years dancing on the devil's turf. I was excited then. Now, why can't I spend the latter part of my life being excited about Jesus?
That's right.
We give more reverence.
Come on,
and we give more honor to the devil, then we do to God. I'm not giving him no glory today. Because, yes, I'm excited every time I come on this line. Hallelujah. Sometimes, let me tell you about excitement. Hallelujah. Mm. Excitement. When you're excited, I don't care what you're going through. You're going to do what you have to do. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
There's been many times when I was depressed. There's been many times when I didn't feel like calling into this line. But that excitement drew me to call in. That excitement drew me to pick up the telephone, pick up the Bible, pick on my knees and pray and ask God for a word. Because I'm excited about Jesus. I didn't mean that my circumstances was turned around instantly. No, but because of my obedience, because I take this job seriously, hallelujah, I become as one of the lepers. They were healed as they went. But let me tell
God.
You, when those other nine did not return to Jesus, I guarantee you that leprosy came back on them. Because when Jesus told the one that returned, he said, where are the other nine?
The
one that returned said, Lord, I don't know, but I just came back to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Mm. So you know what? When you have shown God that you're not thankful, you're not appreciative, he'll allow that disease to come back. You can be healed of cancer, and you
walk
away from God. And God will say, all right, cancer, go back and claim again. Go back and reclaim them. Go back and visit them again.
Because
they wasn't faithful when I healed them. They're still going messing and doing what they want to do. They weren't faithful.
Romans 1 and
28 said, when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. So God gave them over. When you have a relationship with God and God has pulled you out of horrible pits, Sister T, it's not for you to return. I see the man of God on here. Hallelujah. He's a prophet, Michael Lewis. He lost another sister. He lost a sister in February. He lost his mother in May. And he lost another sister on Saturday morning.
But when I seen
him at Sister T's mother's funeral, my goddaughter was with me. She said, don't look like Mike and don't do nothing. Mike still had a pleasant spirit. Even though he's hurting because he lost another sister, the love that he had for ministry, the love that he had for God, caused him to still be happy. Hallelujah. You can be happy in Jesus and still going through something.
That's right.
It hurts me when I go to visit my sister. After 20 years, she's still in prison. But you know what? I can't cry. I can't let her see that it's sad to me when I come there. I have to come there with a word. I have to come there with an excitement to let her know God is still able, Danielle. He hasn't forgotten you. Because you're going through something,
you don't
have to let folks know that you have on morning clothes. You don't have to let folks know that you're destitute. You don't have to let them know that you couldn't put gas in your car. You don't have to let them know that your children is hungry. All you have to do is have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him thank you. Thank you for when you put food on my table last month. You're the same God that did it in November. You're the same God did it in October. And I believe you're going to do it in December because I trust you.
That's
Hallelujah. I have been a tithe payer. I have made sacrifices. I have sold. You ain't sold and God not blessed you.
Hallelujah, Prophet Michael. Lord, I'm just giving a little testimony as we go along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came, he and I, when the Lord gave me this opportunity to do this Blog Talk Radio, it was Prophet Mike and myself. Hallelujah. Mm. I remember I was heading to see my sister one Saturday, the first week we started this Blog Talk Radio, and I told Prophet Mike, I said, Brother Mike, I said, I'm going to see Danielle. Can you hold the fort down? And I'll never forget our first message was unity in the body. And while I was on the road, I called in the number. I wasn't able to sit at the switchboard, but I gave Mike the numbers to call in, and he wasn't able to open up the line, but baby, he was able to preach, and he's on his day, and I'm going to let him testify of it. That's been 2 years ago, next month on the 11th, will be 2 years that the Lord has allowed us to be on this line Monday through Friday with women and men of God preaching the gospel.
That's all right.
You with the nomination, y'all, because you belong to God. God know
That's
who you
right.
are. He know if you've been baptized. He know if you have the Holy Ghost. Why do
That's
I
all right,
ask
Holy Ghost.
You that? He said, know them. They're fruits. He said, your fruits, hallelujah, make known who you are. And if I can't see no fruit, I know to look for somebody else. So let me go. I'm going to go to him, and then I'm going to go to Clarence. We got a first-time visitor, and he's been on the line from the opening of this broadcast, and I want to acknowledge him and give him time to just give a testimony or whatever he'd like to say. But I'm going to open up the lines first to Prophet Mike. Mike, we brought Prophet Mike. We're praying for you, and I know
God
it's a fine season for you. Hallelujah,
yeah.
But God is going to dry every tear. God is going to meet every need. And we're praying for your family. Not only you, your family have lost two sisters and a mother this year. I don't know what that's like because I've never experienced that. I've lost one brother, a young brother, one of my mother's sons, and I lost my daughter. But I don't know how it feels to lose a mother. Hallelujah. Not at all. And two sisters in 1 year. But God is going to bring you out. So, Father, my God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you with us today.
Hey, man. I was just leaving the campus. I, you know, when there's a death in the family, I write poems. And God blessed me to go on and knock one out today. So I just finished it. And, you know, I started feeling a little heavy, so I said it's best for me to leave campus, you know, so I can let God do what he's going to do. But it dawned on me the hour. I'm like, 2 o'clock. Wow, guess what? The broadcast. I can call in and, you know, be comforted listening to those that are thus minded. You know, I'm thinking praise God. You know, it's a numbing feeling. It's a hurting feeling. You know, 3 sisters gone, 1 brother. Out of 10 of us, there's 6 left. Not really a close family, but yet a loving family. And I thank and praise God that, you know, me and the sister that just passed, she taught me so much in life, so much. Introduced me to some great dishes. You know, she was a fan of macaroni with real cheese. Yeah, the real cheese, not that box stuff. And then it was the hoagie sandwich. And, man, you know, I just remember watching her grow up. You know, she was a tomboyish like. But she didn't take no, she didn't play. And, you know, I always looked up to her as a superhero.
My Lord.
You know, I watched Batman, Robin growing up, the fake ones, the fake Superman and whatnot. But my sister was my hero because I seen her fight and I seen her go to war for me, go to battles, then I seen her join the Black Panther Party. She marched with her head held up high. Then, you know, she sang with the Hawkins Singers. So, you know, I mean, her repertoire is great. Then when I went overseas, she the one who told my mama I was in trouble over in Europe. They hadn't heard from me, and she the one who started praying, and God allowed me to go to prison in Europe just so my life could be spared, to send me all the way back home to find that particular sister in the house of the Lord serving him. And it was because of her steadfastness, her faithfulness, her prayers that I sit where I'm at today. You know, I have other sisters that prayed. My mom prayed, but it was this one in particular that knew something was wrong with me when I was over in Europe, you know, doing my thing and on drugs and living out the garbage can and walking around wearing the same clothes for weeks at a time. But, you know, I thank and praise God that he has allowed me to be developed into the man that he's calling for in these last and evil days. And I love the Lord with all my heart. It truly do hurt. But I know, you know, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know, I've been praying, and I'm gonna stop in a minute. I've been praying for the last month or so, Lord, save my family. And when I said save them, I told him, I really need you to save them. And so this is just his way of bringing those that are still doing what they're doing, you know, the drugs and selling the drugs and using drugs and living those lascivious lifestyles. Well, now they got to go to the church where the truth is preached to look at a picture of a shell that's no longer there and hear the testimonies of what God can do and that he's still in the saving business. Because I put it all in the poem. I didn't leave no rocks unturned, but I did it poetically where it will be received. God. It's done with love because I love my family, and this is just God's way of reaching to that generation that's been disconnected, that disobedient ain't listening. But they ain't got no choice but to hear on Saturday what thus saith the Lord. So I thank y'all for your prayers. Again, Sister Adrian, you've been a great help, a great friend. Danielle, you know, because of her, I'm able to be out because her being locked up has allowed me to work on her case that kept me off of drugs, keep me free, thinking about her every day when I go to my refrigerator and eat, how I can go at any hour, cut on the TV anytime I want to, but she's locked up. So me working with her, coming to know Sister Adrian, her mama, the siblings, Danielle's children, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. You know, sometimes we look at things bad, but God is taking something good out of the bad of her life. It's keeping me clean, and I effectively and efficiently, man, with all the breath that's in me, advocate for her on a regular basis, and it's because I come to know Sister Adrian. So, Sister Adrian, again, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life, the family life, and even on the first run, as you said, with the broadcast, allowing me to test the water. So I thank and praise God for everything that you're doing, and my prayers go for you and your show as well. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Michael. We certainly appreciate you. I'm telling you, you have certainly been a blessing in our lives. And my sister said she had written you, and you hadn't told her that. I said, it just happened. So she didn't know, so she sent her condolences. She'll be giving you a call. Amen, amen. I see Pastor Hamilton on the line. I'm sorry, I missed him. Amen. Let me go to Pastor Hamilton, and then we're going to go to Liberal Democrat. God bless you, man of God. This is our life coach and pastor for Provoke Fridays. Amen, Pastor Hamilton. God bless you.
No, you guys didn't have to pull me in. I was just praying here and just laying before the throne for the show and for the team and for my family. And I'm just excited. So, I mean, you know, the one thing that caught my spirit was that the man of God has been through some things that most of us would not walk with the continent to still be happy and be free in Jesus. So I want to commend him for his excellence of not what his flesh tells him what to do, but what God is continually working in his life. And I know as he was speaking that God is about to do a mighty work through him for his family. Right. And I'm just blessing God for the lives. See, sometimes one may have to go just to bring in about 10 or 15. So I'm believing for an increase in his family that is about to come before the throne of
all
God.
Right.
is going to make a conscious decision in this time of so-called misery, that God's life will come to life in people, and that we will see an immediate change after the word is poured from your mouth. So I just bless God for you today, and I stand in agreement with you that it's not about you and it's not about them, it's not about anybody, but it's about God and what God and what saith the Lord. So praise God for you. No, we are praying for you in Houston. We are in the gap for you spiritually. We love you. We appreciate you. And we know that God, we profess it right now that God is about to do what nobody could imagine could have been done this weekend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So know that God is building, and this is just in confirmation, but God is building an awesome team here, and I am just proud to be a part of it.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you tuning in on Fridays to hear this wonderful man of God with Provoke the Purpose Ministries. He does the Provoke Fridays for us on Fridays, so we're excited about that. And he's always excited about doing the work of the Lord. So thank you for tuning in with us today, Pastor Hamilton. We love you. Let's go for our first-time visitor, Clarence. He's out of Texas also. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got a quick something to say. I thank God for all he had done for me. I just do. But I'm just really seeking something, a word from him, because I've been told so many different things and then don't see it. And I'm just concerned about it. Why?
My Lord.
My. Can we get a response from anybody on the panel? He said he's been told so many things, and he haven't seen it come to pass. Can any of our men and women of God respond to that with Clarence, right? Brother Clarence is saying, Prophetess Darlene.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Did you hear what the man of God said?
Yes, I did. And I don't know if he was born a few minutes ago when the Lord had me say, wait and be of good courage. Sometimes we have to wait, but if God promised you something, first of all, you have to know that it's truly of God. I hear an echo. It's truly of God, because sometimes people will tell you things that's not of God. But if you know it's truly of God and the man or the woman is truly of God, you have to wait some time for it. And sometimes it takes a long time. But also, we have to line up with the word, meaning that sometimes some things we have to do, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to live holy as God tells us to live holy. And we have to do some things and let go some things we may not want to let go. On the broadcast from last week, they talked about life and death. And if you can come on every day, it would be an encouragement to you. Man of God, I just want to say to you, it is so what God said, and what God says shall come to pass, not when we want it, not when we think it should, but in his timing. But it's some things we have to do, some things we have to change, some things we have to let go, and most of all, we have to keep loving him, keep thanking him, keep waiting, and keep trusting him. And so God takes us through storms, tests, trials, and it's for a reason. And it's for a
thank you, Lord.
So I say hold on and hold out. If you know God said it, it shall come to pass, because he's not a man, he shall lie. He shall never leave you or forsake you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Clarence, I just want to encourage you also, Brother Clarence. I was telling you all to turn to a scripture, and I said it, but I never had you all to turn to it. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I don't know what the particulars are and what has been spoken in your life that you haven't seen come to pass. But I can tell you, God's word, God said my word is life, is spirit, is truth. And God's word will never go out and return void. And I'm also reminded, I'm going to let liberal Democrat get on in here. I'm also reminded of the prophet Habakkuk. God told him to write the vision, and he said, make it plain. He said also, though the vision tarry, he told Habakkuk, wait on it. He said, because the vision, it will speak, and it won't lie. So he said, though it tarry. What do you mean tarry? Tarry means to wait. So though the vision tarry, you can't see it afar off. But you have to take God's word as face value. You got to know if God spoke it, it's going to come to pass. And you got to try that spirit. Sometimes people prophesy houses and land and prosperity in our lives. That may not be what you need in that season. See, only God knows what we have need of in that season. That's why the Holy Ghost says, we don't know what to pray for like we ought to. He said, Holy Ghost make it intercession for you. So what is that telling me? That is telling us, Brother Clarence, that sometimes we're praying for a house, but we need some peace. Sometimes we're praying for a wife and a husband, but we need to learn how to respect women. We need to learn how to respect men before God will bring a mate into our lives. Sometimes God has us in preparation mode.
Yes,
we have to prepare for where we're going. See, God already know where we're going. But if we're not praying, prepared, that's why Dr. Singleton and I, we talk about, he adopted this, and I say it everywhere I go, preparation plus opportunity equals destiny. What do you mean, Sister Bernard? Well, you got to first prepare. If an opportunity presents itself and you're not prepared, the opportunity won't be of no substance to you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're not prepared when the door of opportunity opens, how are you going to go through that door? So sometimes we have got to prepare us. And as he prepares, then he began to open up the doors of opportunities. And after the doors of opportunities open up, then we have to know how to appreciate and be grateful for that opportunity. And as we're grateful and appreciative, as we talked about earlier, I just want to say, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Then God, you know what he does? He moves you on into destiny. Destiny doesn't happen overnight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. It takes years of preparation.
Hallelujah.
It takes years of tests. It takes years of trials. It takes years of experiences. But you have to know that every test and every trial is making you, Brother Clarence. It's making you. So though you don't see, though the vision haven't come to pass yet, wait on it, brother, because God got something for you. Now let me go to Liberal Democrat, and then we're going to come back to Brother Clarence and see what he has to say. Liberal Democrat, God bless you. Ah, glory.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
You on this line today, Brother Clarence.
That's
for
right.
a reason. Nothing happened by chance.
That's right.
Our day is ordered by God. We don't know what November the 25th was going to be like today. We don't even know from 1 hour to the next hour what we're going to go through. But God knows, because he already know what our day is going to be. He order our steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Come on in here, man of God.
Amen, 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 amen. I receive that. Amen. I was thinking about Matthew, chapter 13. If the brother just get a chance to just read over that, amen. It was like a parable when Jesus was talking about where the seed fell. Amen to God. And one thing about it, when somebody sow a word into your life, amen, it's like somebody planting something. Amen to God. Mm-hmm. And when you plant something, the atmosphere for that seed to grow is very important. You know, like what we around, what we listening to, what we receiving. And your season changes in your life just like the earth and whatnot. You know, depending how close you get to the sun depends on how your seasons is changing around you. So if somebody speaks something into our life and whatnot, think about it like it's a seed and whatnot, you know, one man water, one man plant. But God going to get an increase. If it didn't happen yet, you know, when we look at what happens to a seed, when the seed comes into our life and whatnot, you know, the word been coming over on this line. The past couple of weeks I've been listening, the word been saying, amen to God, you affect your season. Amen. How you live, what you listening to, what you reading, who you around. The atmosphere affects you and whatnot. Just like the cold air and whatnot in some places right now, it's affecting, you know, your skin and how you dress and whatnot. Your atmosphere is affecting your spiritual life just like that. So when we go back in our life and we say, Lord, a word was sown into my life, I have to ask myself again, you know, what is the atmosphere around that seed that been sowed into my life? What is the atmosphere like? Like, what's the weather like? What, you know, what am I around that seed? Am I in the word, you know, and stuff like that, you know, or am I getting rooted? Because, and I'll say this one thing too, like, you know, a lot of time we look at a lot of people around us and they're getting blessed real quick. And I say a lot of time about the root. When you are a seed,
yeah.
And a lot of stuff is going on underneath that folk can't see. And there was this thing called, and I'll say this real briefly if I can. In 1972, there was an attack on a statue in Rome, right? And many of us, we know that as Michelangelo's Peter statue. It was a statue of Jesus' mother holding his limp, dead body and whatnot. It was a very famous statue in Rome. In 1972, a man ran in there and whatnot, a Hungarian man. He ran in there with a hammer, and he beat that statue face and broke the nose off, broke the Madonna statue. He beat it up with a hammer 12 times, right? And everybody was so worried that that statue would never be able to put back together. They were about to move it out of the museum, but then a man came and said, I could fix it. And he came back to that statue, and he refurbished it. And now it looks better than it did in the beginning. And you go back and you look at that statue today, if you ever get a chance to go to Rome or whatever, you could never tell that statue had been beat up. You could never tell it had dents on it with a hammer. And many people on this telephone line that you listen to right now, they don't look like what they've been through. They've been through a lot of stuff, but you can't see it from watching them like that brother that was listening on this line. And the stuff that's been sold into your life, amen to God. Hallelujah. God is letting stuff happen to you right now so he can bring that stuff, just like with that Tower of Peter, like when the people came and beat that statue up 12 times with a hammer, and you can see pictures of it online, how bad it was beat up or whatever. But when you look at it now, you can't even tell it's been through anything. And I'll just speak
look
that into
God.
Your life right now, man of God and whatnot. You know, you're going through some stuff and whatnot, but God is going to do a thing. The stuff that's been happening in your life, and then
yes.
You're going to be able to come back on this phone and whatnot, and as God begins to bless those things and whatnot, you're going to be able to say, I don't look like what I've been through. Some stuff been spoken in my life. It's going to happen. If it's from God, you can understand, like, his word don't go for a void. So if it's of God, it's going to happen. And whatnot, and just like a root in and whatnot, like I said again, you might not see it today, but other stuff is going on that you don't see up top. Something inside of you, God is preparing and whatnot, like that root underground, a root of with these big trees on top. Before the tree comes up and whatnot, the roots got to dig deep, deep into the ground. And whatnot, and that's where they get their water, that's where they get their nutrients. God might want
Come
you
on.
To get deeper into him and get rooted in that Bible, get rooted in your prayer life and whatnot, and just get connected back to him like you want to be, and only you know how connected you can get back to God. And once you get rooted like that, deep enough, you're going to start seeing some stuff come break through the soil. And you're going to say, guess
Come
what,
on,
amen, this stuff was spoken in my life, and I didn't see it yet because God was working on the roots first. And in any plant, after the roots get worked on and stuff that other folk can't see, like, I don't know what's going on in your life. I can't see it. But there's
Come
some rooting
on.
Going on in your life right now, And as the roots going on, the more rooted you get, once those roots take place where they're supposed to be at, I speak into your life that God will begin to bring the past, the stuff that's been spoken to you and whatnot. You'll see it come through the ground. But right now, you're probably going through the rooting process and whatnot. So like I gave you that example in 1972, that statue that was beat up, nobody can tell what she's been through. I guarantee once you come through this, whatever it is, amen, you ain't going to look like what you've been through, just like that statue. And you get rooted right now. So thank God. We're talking about thanking God this week. Thank God for you getting rooted right now. Thank God for you at the period where I don't see it yet. I thank God I don't see it yet, right? Because you're getting rooted. And when you see it, hallelujah, when you see that little thing come through the ground and then the little piece of it begin to happen, you'll be able to rejoice even more and whatnot because you said, now that I'm rooted, I can receive what was going to happen. But everything's about a season. And the season, the weather is changing around you. If you look out your window or look at whatever, the season is changing right now. But it didn't happen overnight. Some stuff has to get in place first. So, amen. I hope that encouraged you. I hope you said something. Amen to God. But just you getting rooted. With a plant, it don't just come up automatically. When somebody speaks a seed in your life, something has to happen to that seed. It has to get rooted. Amen. So just continue to get rooted. Do what you need to do in the Lord. Let the Lord speak to you and watch what God do. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go back to Brother Clarence, and then we're going to go to Sister T. I hope as those men and women of God expounded a little bit, I pray that it opened up your understanding a little bit better, Brother Clarence. And we're coming back to you right now. If you have any further comments, you're welcome to do so.
No, ma'am. Thank y'all very much. I was just led Sunday. I was led Saturday just to keep calling, and I kept calling, and I finally got through. I was just led, and like today, I called. I don't know how many times I called this line, and I found out through. And I'm just blessed. I feel blessed. I know something's going to happen because I feel it in my spirit. I just got to be patient and just that something that's, yeah, but it's had something in your life where you know something's going to happen, but you don't know what it is and what to expect. And then you know when you get closer to something, it seems like all stuff has started to happen and stuff like that. That kind of like scares me too, so. And that's the reason I was concerned, you know.
Well, I pray we're going to keep. Well, God bless you. We invite you to come back on the line. You're in the Texas area, so that means our broadcast comes on at 3 p.m. your time. And we're on at 1 o'clock in the Pacific time zone and 4 o'clock in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. We're on Monday through Friday. Every day. Amen. I want to let you all know, I know you all will be with your family and friends for Thanksgiving, but I'll be on this line lifting up the name of Jesus. I'll be with my family, but guess what? I'm going to take some time aside and get me a little corner, and I'm coming on this broadcast, and I'm going to give God some praise. Amen. So I will be on the line on Thanksgiving Day. So we're here Monday through Friday. Also, we welcome you all to visit our website, and you can listen to this message in its entirety at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen and tune in at blogtalkradio.com. We also would like to invite each and every one of you all, and we're going to start sharing the call-in number tomorrow for our teleconference line. We are doing a six-hour prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance, a telethon on December the 6th. That's on a Friday from midnight to 6. That's California time. Now, if you're on the East Coast, that's going to be 3 in the morning to 9 a.m., a six-hour telethon. And I tell you, if you tune in, I promise you, if I speak a word and it's of God, you will receive a blessing. Come expecting. Come with expectation. We're going to have women and men round the clock during those 6 hours, praying, worshiping, singing songs of thine. There are going to be some Bible class. There are going to be some nuggets. You won't get bored. So don't think you'll be able to fall asleep. So you better get your sleep during the daytime. 6 hours, and we want you to fast from that time, from that midnight hour to six that morning, and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. That's Friday, December the 6th, and we're going to be posting a flyer on Facebook this week where we can get everybody security. And we also like to invite you to tune in to, excuse me, I got to cut off a line. We'd like you to tune in also for the month of December, beginning this Sunday, December the 1st, we're doing a 21-day fast, and we're going to be fasting from midnight to 4 in the evening every day, and we only want you to eat one meal that day, that week, one meal a day that week. So we're not doing a Daniel fast. We're doing a cleansing. We're doing a solemn fast. We're not going to, well, I won't call it solemn. Let me not say that, because solemn fast you do without anything. So we're going to break it down from 12 midnight to 4 p.m., but we only going to do that first week, one meal a day. We're going to refrain from meat. You can do fish. We're going to refrain from all red meat, all hamburgers and chicken and all of that. We're going to just deal with fish. If you want some fish, deal with fish that week. And we're going to try to get on some vegetables, eat you some salads, and put a lot of fruit and water and juices in your body. Amen. No chocolates and all this cake and all of that. So we're allowing you to enjoy Thanksgiving this Thursday. And Sunday, we're going to do our starting our 21-day fast. And then the following week, we'll give you what we're going to do in that week, and then we'll proceed from there. So we invite you to tune in. We invite you to be a part of this great thing that we're doing. We're trying to get ourselves ready. Sometimes we ask in the Lord to bless us, and we're looking for God to open up some doors. But how many know we have to close some doors? There has to be some closed doors before we're able to embrace the open doors, because
that's
God
right.
wants us to get rid of some of this stuff. Last week we were talking about dying to this flesh. Hallelujah. And one man of God, Bishop Grant, came on and he said, we need to eulogize this flesh. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Put on
that's
your
right.
hat and start getting ready to prepare your eulogy. Amen. Well, we can kill this flesh and we can let
God
live in our lives. So we thank God for that. But we're going to Sister T right now, and we just thank God for this woman of God. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. And also we'd like to say next month, starting Sunday, December the 1st, the whole month of December, we're going to be commemorating our 2-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to bring some of the speakers back that have ministered within this 2-year period, and we're going to just commemorate what God has done in our lives. These over 65,000 listeners, they have not listened to this broadcast, and the words that they've heard have failed on deaf ears. If they failed on deaf ears, I tell you what, God has a record, and he know every soul that have come on this broadcast, even through the chat room, through the archives, and those that call in live every day. God has a record on each and every one of us. We thank
That's
God
right.
for Patriot Greg. He's been with us through the inception of this broadcast. We always see Patriot Greg, so we thank God for him. We thank God for guest 1633, and we also thank God for 12L that is in the chat room, and of course Liberal Democrat, he's always in the chat room. I wasn't able to get back on in the chat room today. Sister Ruby's not with us, so we want you to continue to pray for Sister Ruby. Amen. So we're going to go to Sister T, and then we see another call on the line. I don't know who they are. Look like their number is coming across that Skype. I can't see the number, but we'll go to them next. Amen. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, Evangelist. I just thank and praise God for this ministry and for you and all the people of God that have been praying for me during this time. I just thank God because it's been truly a blessing to have such a supportive ministry when you're going through so much and you know that it's only God. It's only God that's keeping us. I just want to thank you for all your love and support. We're so glad to see you there, and my brother Mike, I'm so glad to see you guys, and, you know, just want to send some love from the Watson family. We just appreciate this ministry so much, and I'm just ready to go forth and do whatever God has me to do within this ministry. So
all right.
If you do something, I'm here, and I'm here for the long haul, okay?
All right, I like that.
I'm going to walk in the victory of what God has to plan for me. And he planned for me to be on here for the last 2 years. And I just thank and praise God for the word and the people of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sister T has just been a blessing to this ministry. We always, you know, when we see her, when you see the regulars that call in, you know God is doing something in your lives. Sister, what I love about Sister T, Sister T, you can, if you won't find her, honey, she's at the shelters, she's at the bus station, she's in the different county offices.
All
witnessing.
Right, Holy Ghost.
Amen. I remember one time we was on the broadcast, she was in a county office, and she had her phone on speaker, and they were able to hear the word. Amen. Now, you know you have to really love the Lord to be that bold of going to a public place and have your speakerphone on where
Amen. People
are able to hear the word of God. And that's the kind of faith Sister T has. That's the kind of boldness she has. She don't mind sharing the gospel, and she'll witness everywhere she goes. I'm telling you, I've never met anybody like Sister T. She's fearless when it comes to God and his word. So we just bless the Lord for her. Let me go to my sister Dawn, and then we're going to get to our other guests. Amen. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn? All right. No response. Let's go to our other guest today. God bless you, caller. We can't see your number, but your line is open. If you'd like to make a comment or a remark or tell us who you are, your line is open at this time. If not, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. We'll be on this line Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. I'll talk to Liberal Democrat and Prophetess Darlene. We thank God for you all coming in. Thank you for tag teaming with me, Prophetess Darlene. We just appreciate this woman of God, I tell you. God
yes,
only
God.
Sends you the best. Oh, hallelujah. He only sends you the best. Amen. So we thank God for the woman of God. We're going to go to Liberal Democrat, and maybe he can give you all that information on the for the teleconference line on December the 6th, Friday, December the 6th, what that information is. Do you have that available, Liberal Democrat?
Amen. The thing went down on me. Give me 2 seconds. I can call it right back up. I had put it in the chat room, but the chat room, what it does is it scrolls and whatnot on you and stuff like that, and everything gets slowed up and whatnot. But give me just a few seconds to call it back up. And
okay.
Let me see. I've got to sign back in to the thing. But it's what it is. It's going to be like a conference call line. Amen. So those of you guys that call into like a lot of the prayer groups and stuff like that, the conference call line to call into the prayer, unlike on Blog Talk where you only get like a couple of hours and then it'll cut you off, what the conference call line allows you like 6 hours and whatnot, and you know, and stuff like that's where you call in. Amen. And, okay, I think I'm calling it up now. Give me a second. Okay, I have it right here. All right, amen. So here's the call-in number. Again, it's going to be December 6th. Amen to God. The woman of God is, you know, going to do like a teleconference, a six-hour service, amen to God, where it's a prayer and a lot of prayer and Bible teaching is going to be going on. You got your pens out, your pencils out, amen, or you can just go back into this archive and listen to the message of me saying the number. But the number is going to be 712-432-1500, and that's going to be the call-in number at midnight. Amen, amen, Pacific time. If you're on the East Coast, it's going to be 3 in the morning, amen to God, and amen. And then I guess if you were in, what's the other coast, Central, I think it is.
Central Standard Time, it'll be
2
Central
in the morning.
Central Standard Time, it'll be 2 in the morning.
Amen, amen. So those of you who's on the East Coast, amen, 3 in the morning until 9, amen. And then those of you that's on Central Time, it'll be like 2 in the morning, amen, until about 8 in the morning, amen, you guys' time, amen. But those of us here on the West Coast, Pacific Time is going to be from midnight till 6 in the morning, amen. So the call-in number was going to be 712-432-1500. Amen. And the access code is going to be 256-417. Amen. Again, the call-in is going to be 712-432-1500. And the access code is going to be 256-417. Amen. Amen. So, again, even though it's going to be on 6 hours, amen, you might only call in for 10 minutes or you might only call in for an hour. But, amen, however you can call in, you know, just share that number. Amen. God is going to be doing the thing. It's going to be some rhema words, some Bible teaching, some prayer, some strongholds. It's going to be, amen, getting loose that night. You're going to be some renunciation going on. Amen. Somebody going to get delivered. Amen. So, mm-hmm. Amen. So with that said, amen to God, you know, we turn it back in the hand of the overseer. But that's the number. It's going to be December 6th, which is a Friday night. Amen to God. So, you know, that's the call-in number. And, again, you know, calling, you know, coming, looking for a word, amen. If you need to renounce some stuff that you've been holding in, whether they were secrets or whether they stuff that, you know, shame or whether you're suffering from, amen to God, fear, amen to God, and intimidation from the adversary, from some stuff, call in. Amen.
Hallelujah. Get
victory over that. Amen. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear. Right, amen to God. The thing that Samson could have found any weapon when he had to fight. He could have found a sword. He could have found a bow and arrow. But God showed him a jawbone. Amen. Hallelujah. Of an ass, and he picked up that jawbone. And he was able to destroy 1,000 folk. So God wants you to call in and use your jawbone. Amen. And speak over your own life. Amen. You speak over your life when you call in. Amen. And watch you get the victory. God wants us listening to this call. Amen. This is how you defeat those strongholds in your life, all those secrets, all that shame, all that stuff. Start using your jawbone, and you're going to be just like Samson. Watch and see. And, you know, you might not kill 1,000 folks, but you're going to kill some of them strongholds inside of you that you ain't telling us about. Amen. It ain't even some of our business. But, amen to God, it's going to be some deaths. You're going to kill some stuff when you call in.
Come on,
amen,
now.
Some strongholds, amen, some secrets, some stuff you've been ashamed of, that stuff you've been keeping inside. It's been burning you down. When you go and find your jawbone and you start speaking over your own life, you watch, you won't be the same after that Friday night. I speak it in your life. Amen to God. Hallelujah. When you start using your jawbone, watch you take away that power from
Hallelujah.
The adversary. Amen. So God bless you. We turn back in the hand of the overseer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm looking for God to move in a supernatural way.
Yes,
you
God.
Know, we can expect some supernatural miracles.
That's right.
We can expect some
That's
supernatural
right.
blessings. That's why we getting ready. We don't want to go in the new year half cocked. Hallelujah.
Come on,
he said
Holy
he would that we would be either hot or cold. But if you're lukewarm, he going to spew you out. So let's go into the new year hot. Let's not go in cold.
Yes,
let's
God.
Not go in stagnant. Let's not
yes,
go in
God.
With any members missing. I don't want to go in with one leg. But if I have to lose a leg to please God, so be it. If I have to lose
That's
a
right.
leg to please God,
That's
so
right.
be it. Glory
That's
to
right.
God. But I want to go in whole.
And God wants us to be whole. He wants us to be complete. Amen. So, oh, Lord, I have enjoyed today. Thank God for this Darlene Davis girl. You are all, you are forever, eternally connected to us. Hallelujah. I don't know about them, but you connected to me, and I know you connected to God. Hallelujah, because you're one of his own. Amen. We're going to ask Liberal Democrats to close us out with a word of prayer. And we're going to be getting you these numbers. We're working on a flyer right now. We're going to hand it on Facebook and try to get it out into the social media where you all will be able to see it and invite some people on the line. Dr. Singleton to be with us. Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, she's been with us from the inception, but she don't come on as regular as the but when I call on her, she will respond. Amen.
Right.
So I tell you, she taught, go back on the archives and listen to the effectiveness of prayer. She taught a two or three day seminar for us where she talked about the effectiveness of prayer. And you talking about a praying, fasting woman? That's Prophetess Cheryl Harrison.
All right,
Holy
Ghost.
She scares us sometimes, the way she fasts. She scares us. This woman can go on 30 and 40 day fast and not take a breather. And I don't mean one meal a day. I mean she goes on solemn fast, a Liberal Democrat, Prophetess Darlene. You all got to meet this woman. God's fixing it up next year. Well, everybody that come on this telecast, I'm looking for God to have a reunion where all of us will be in one place and we can see one another and we can sit down and break bread with, I'm looking for that day.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for that day. So Prophetess Cheryl Harrison will be with us. Liberal Democrat will be with us. Prophetess Darlene Davis will be with us. Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us. These are the people that have already confirmed. Pastor Edward Hamilton will be with us. Minister Aaron Singleton. I'm looking for my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover. I got to see what our schedule is like. And then I still haven't contacted some of the Prophet Michael Lewis. Will be with us. So hey, that's a headliner right there.
All right, Holy Ghost.
So that lets you know in those 6 hours, Liberal Democrat, we're gonna be busy, but we're gonna be able to delegate a time for everybody to be able to be a participant in this 6-hour telethon. So nobody will be denied. And even
those
that are not ministers, you won't have a time to give your testimony. Hey, glory to God. We're going to set some time aside where those that are not ministers, that you'll be able to testify and talk about how great God is and how faithful and appreciative you are for what your God has done, will do, and is going to do. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to ask Liberal Democrat. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Liberal Democrat. Sister T, you are in our prayers. And we're
thank you,
ask,
Jesus.
Liberal Democrat, I also want all of you all to be praying for Sister Ruby. And I'm asking Liberal Democrat to remember her as he threw our closing prayer. Sister Ruby is going through, you know, our daughter's birthday was last week. So she took a little time off. So pray that God will deal with her heart where she can come back on. And, you know, the enemy don't want, let me just say that, the enemy doesn't want you to be in the midst where you can receive life. And when you when you are being fed this word, you are being nourished. You are being strengthened physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. You are being strengthened spiritually. And the enemy don't want that. And when you're going through mourning, Sister T, you get in your word. Don't. If you at home by yourself, put you on some gospel music.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Don't be in your home without anything spiritual being downloaded in your spirit, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to be in a dark house
in a dark place, and that's when those seducing spirits come in and start to whisper to you and cause you to be depressed. And that's why when you're in the midst of saints, hallelujah, that's why God tells us fail not to assemble ourselves. That's why we got to be in
right.
the midst of praying people. We
that's
have to
right.
be in the midst of people with like minds. Amen. And that way we can come against those spirits that come to attack us. Remember, Liberal Democrats said last week, this is a time, this is a season where people come in and they're depressed. If they don't have anything to go out and buy gifts, they don't have no family to celebrate them. People, this is the time when suicide is on the
That's
rampage.
Right.
But we come against that today, and I want Liberal Democrats, I mean, to really pray. Pray for Sister Ruby. Pray for Sister T. Pray for those suicide spirits that's ravaging the land right now during November and December. Pray for my sister Danielle. Pray for my son Jamal. I might be going to New Orleans to visit my son next month. I don't know, but I'm praying. I'm seeing how the Lord wants me to go. If he wants me to go now, he wants me to wait till next year. So I need that prayer also. Pray for me because I've been under a severe attack. Since my mother arrived, I've been under severe attack. I'm telling you, it has been severe. But I tell you that message last week strengthened me, and I know it was of God dying to live. Because guess what? This flesh wanted to rise up. Hallelujah. But I had to, even though I had to speak my peace, I still had to. I couldn't go as far as this flesh wanted to take me. It wanted to take me a little bit further, but I had to take control over this flesh. Amen. So, Liberal Democrat, I'm going to give it into your hands to pray.
Amen. Well, woman of God, you had a teabag moment. Amen. Like, when you dump that teabag in hot water, you just finding out how strong you are. Amen. God know it, but God is, amen, just reminding you, amen, to God, how strong you are. Well, you can say back in the day, it would have been a different situation. It would have been some furniture moving, right? Amen. It would have been some stuff coming out of mouths. But amen to God, when you dip that tea bag in that hot water, you're, guess what? Amen, I'm stronger. So we think and pray. That's a testimony. Amen. When you think about it. Ha-ha. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. The devil is still losing battles. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Amen for that testimony. Amen. I wanted to give you something else to put in your Bad Day Survival Kit. Amen. Amen. Because we come up on these holidays, and the woman of God was reminding us about these spirits. Amen. How they try to, amen, come on your property as in depression, as in loneliness, as in whatever. And we know that bad days is coming, but the name of the show, we talk about a time of reflection. Amen. That's the name of this broadcast, a time of reflection. So I want y'all that's listening, amen, amen, start writing down, you know, either on your computer, in a diary or a journal. Just start sitting down, remember all the stuff that God has gotten you out of, amen, stuff that God has blessed you with, and start putting it in a book every time God gets you, like your testimonies, amen. The children of Israel would get together once a year or whatever, and they would, like, rehearse the stuff that God had got them out of and whatnot, amen to God, just to remind them, amen to God, and put that in your bad day survival kit, amen to God, that bag that you got, amen, when you had that bad day, you can go grab that book, and you can read and say, oh, God got me out of this, amen, back in 2005, or this in 2010, or this in 2011, amen to God. Just write down stuff that God has gotten you out of and put it in a book. Amen to God. And when you begin to go have those moments, go back to that book and whatnot and open it up. Amen. Yes, read the Bible. But sometimes you got to go back and see what God has done for you. It's good reading about what he did for other folks. But, amen, I can't tell it like you can tell it, right? Amen. What God has done for you. Amen. So if you would, those of you that can and will, you know, that got your bad day survival kit. Amen. And what I mean by that is that, you know, bad days do come. Amen. That's just the reality. Amen. We are instructed to have bad days and good days, right? But when you're having a bad day, amen, just like when the weather comes, you have a survival kit so it don't catch you off guard, right? Amen. So in the bag, like I said again, you know, put your Bible in there. Amen. Put names of people that can pray you through up in there.
Come
amen
on.
To God. Amen. And songs or DVDs or amen to God. Whatever you need to put in that bag. When you have that bad day, have a go-to kit. Amen. And when I'm giving you this to, like, that book, I want you to put that book in there, whether you're going to put it online somewhere or, amen, in the cloud, or you're going to write it down, but keep you a notebook, amen, of God, of stuff that God has done, and just go back as far as you can remember. Just write it down like, okay, I remember this today, and then tomorrow you might remember something else, and just keep adding to that book stuff that God has got you out of, amen, of God, and amen again. When you have those moments, amen, you will preach yourself happy. Amen. So, amen to God. Just put that in your Bad Day Survival Kit. Amen. You know, you can start it today. Amen. And watch what God do. Amen to God. Just say you can't call into the line. Just say the computer acting up, or your computer get cut off, or your phone get cut off, or whatever, right? You go back to that book. Amen. Stuff that God has done. So some stuff you ain't going to tell us. Right? Because God has got us out of some things, right? Amen. But when you go back in that book and you see what God has done for you, you will get happy and you say, Lord, we've been here before. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you got me out of that, hallelujah, you can get me through moment, amen, in this life, amen to God, today. Amen. So, amen. And we're going to ask, amen, to God, that those of us that can, where we begin to, amen, find us a place, amen, and we're going to begin to just pray, amen, to God. Hallelujah, amen, to God, that we can just get in that mindset. Hallelujah, amen, to God. You know, it's all about atmosphere, amen, to God, the atmosphere. Amen. Stuff been spoken on this line into your life. Amen. But for that seed to fall on good ground, amen, the atmosphere has to be prepared, right? Amen. So, amen, begin to prepare the atmosphere, amen, from this phone call, amen, wherever you at. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, just begin to say, I receive it. Amen. Those things, amen, to God, that you've been praying that God to do, just say it. Begin to affirmate in your life. Begin to say affirmations. I receive it. Begin to set out, because the seed done been, the woman of God done spoke. Amen, to God. The people of God done spoke it already. The seed done fell. Now you need to begin to change that atmosphere on this line. In the name of Jesus, we speak it in their life. Lord, they're in their car right now. Lord, amen to God, they're in the phone, they're on the laptops, they're on the iPad, they're on their phone, the computer, God, they're in convalescent homes, God, some are in prison, God, some are in the archives listening tomorrow, later on today, God, but Lord, we touch and agree with them right now, God, the stuff that's been spoken in their life, I receive it, amen to God, my healing, I receive it. If you are sick right now, amen to God, begin to stand in agreement with us on this line right now as we begin to pray. I receive it, amen to God. I don't need to speak a long word over you. It's about what you receive, because where the seed fell, amen to God, the seed is falling in your house. Hallelujah. It's falling in your car. It's falling in your common. Wherever you at, the seed has fallen. Now the atmosphere has to change. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Come on, so if you got to get up and walk back and forth and you're listening to this call, in the name of God, I receive it. Somebody is walking back and forth now. I receive it. The atmosphere is changing in your house right now. The atmosphere is changing. That seed, amen to God, is being blessed. I speak it in your house right now. How we prepare the atmosphere in the name of, I receive it. Somebody giving God a wave offering right now. God, I receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. My healing, I receive it. Hallelujah. The gifts in your spirit, your spiritual gifts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stuff that God already has given us, the man of God said. Amen to God. Lord, I receive my gifts, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody walking right now. In the name of Jesus, God. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus. The atmosphere is changing, oh God, in my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm running. I'm walking. I'm shouting. I'm waving my hand. Whatever you need to do. Amen. This seed, amen, is in your house. Amen to God. I have nothing to do with what happens with that seed in your house, right? But amen to God, you nurture that seed right now. One man water, one man pray. Oh, somebody is praying right now. God, I receive it. Amen to God. I receive my healing. Amen. What you doing with your seed right now? I receive it, God. I receive it. Amen. Affirmation. I receive it. In the name of, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We go into the house, God, right now, God. The atmosphere is changing, God. I speak it over this phone, God. I speak it, oh God, in their life right now. Amen. That seed, amen to God, is getting nourished right now, God. That prophecy, amen, of God, that's been spoken over their life, oh God. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is changing so that seed can work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, amen, of God. Find Sister Ruby, God, our armor bearer, God. Find her in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Right now, wherever she at, God, hallelujah. Amen. Send encouragement, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The sister, oh God, that carry the arrows for this line, oh God. The sister that backs up people in prayer on this line, oh God. The sister that covers the switchboard, oh God. Find her in the name of Jesus with her angels, God. Send the angel in her room right this second, oh God. Send that angel right now, God, the encouraging angel, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, her spirits, oh God. Hallelujah, let her know, oh God, that there is more with her, God, than what's going against her right now, God. Encourage her, God, like she encourages us, oh God. Be a blessing to her, oh God, like she's a blessing to us, oh God. Find the woman of God, even now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we begin to pray, oh God. Sister T, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, she begin to receive those gifts, oh God. Hallelujah, you have given her, oh God. Hallelujah, send an angel in that household, God. You said when you take something away, God, you give us something back, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, whatever you're working with in her life, oh God, right this second in that house, God, in that ministry, God, begin to bless in the name of Jesus. Somebody is still walking back and forth. I receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. I receive it. The seed is being blessed right now. In the name of Jesus. God, Danielle, God, wherever she at, oh God, wherever prison, God, whatever four walls that surround her, God, in the name of Jesus, begin to affect that atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we praying right now, God. Hallelujah, God, that wherever she at, oh God, that, oh God, you begin to bless those around her, God, that you begin to, oh God, like that root, oh God. Hallelujah, God, find her situation, God, what she's going through in her mind, oh God, what she's going through spiritually, that spiritual battle, God. Find her, God, encourage her, God. Hallelujah, whatever demon is coming up against her, I cancel the assignment in the name of Jesus. Somebody is still walking with us. I cancel your assignment. Speak that in your house right now. Say it out loud so the devil can hear you. I cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment. If you in your car, say it. I cancel your assignment. Because demons have been, amen, applied to you, assigned to you to stop your ministry, to stop your healing, to stop your seed from growing. But you need to interrupt this assignment right now. You have the authority. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we're going to stop the saints from getting beat up on by taking authority. Amen to God. You still have your soul. I stop your assignment, devil. I interrupt your assignment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come against you in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. We speak it right now. I cancel your assignment in the name of, we speak this in your life. You have this authority. When you hang up the phone, amen, if you got to walk back in every room in your house, if you got to go before you go in your job today, I cancel your assignment in the name of, I cancel your, when those thoughts come to your mind, when a depression try to come to your mind today, amen, even now, amen, I got a lonely spirit, amen, I got a spirit of anger, a spirit of bitterness, I cancel your assignment. This is your affirmation. When you hang up this phone, when you are under attack, I cancel your assignment. Those words, and then say the blood of Jesus. I cancel your assignment, and then the blood of Jesus. We speak this, oh God, over this phone line right now, God. Those, oh God, that are going through, oh God, hallelujah. Every single soul, God, amen to God, our overseer, God, amen to God, the mantle that's over her, oh God, hallelujah, when she's under attack, oh God, I cancel your assignment, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. The blood of Jesus is against you, attacking her ministry, attacking her children, attacking those assigned to her. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody is still walking with us right now. I cancel your assignment, devil. I cancel your assignment. I touch and agree with you right now. Amen to God. As you listen, whatever time you are listening to this, amen to God, I cancel your assignment. We are with you. We stand with you in your house. We stand with you again on your computer, and we stand with you on this phone. Amen. I cancel your assignment, devil, in the name of Jesus. We speak this prayer right now, oh God. Oh God, that, oh God, when the Spirit come, oh God, on December 6th, God, send the angels, God, oh God, before we get there, God. Hallelujah, oh God, that somebody can be blessed, oh God. Those strongholds that's on these lines, all those secrets, oh God, all that shame, oh God, hallelujah, that they will be loose from their strongholds in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that fear and intimidation, God. Amen. That people, oh God, been keeping stuff, oh God, and not being able to be blessed because of fear and intimidation. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your name might be glorified. And we give you the praise, oh God. We cover this line, oh God. We cover, oh God, those, oh God, the fasting, oh God. We cover, oh God, the ministry, oh God. And we cover those afar off, oh God. We speak this right now, God, that your name might get the glory, God. Somebody, amen to God, still, amen to God, say, I cancel your assignment. Amen. I'm not scared anymore. I cancel your assignment. I'm not scared anymore. I cancel your assignment. I'm not scared anymore. We speak this in your life in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus, even now, God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We turn it back over, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the overseer. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't even know if you can still hear me. Amen to God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah anyhow. God, we give you a wave offering, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah even now, God. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can you still hear us? Amen, evangelist? Amen. I don't know if you guys can still hear us. Amen to God. It looks like.
Yeah, God.
Amen. You still there, woman of God? Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Amen. For those that's on the line, those that called in, amen. It looks like we're having some telephone difficulties.
Thank you, God. We bless you. Thank you.
There we go.
We
back.
Democrats.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. I was praising God. I had it on mute. I didn't want to disturb him while he
that's
was
That's all right,
praying.
Holy Ghost.
God, but I'm going
right.
to lift up. I want you all, prophetess. Darlene, I want you to pray for the Jones family, Sister Corinthian Jones and her husband
yes,
and her children. I want you to go forth and pray for that family right now. Hallelujah. The devil been
hallelujah.
Busy. Hallelujah. I'm on fire, but they, if you all heard this message today, God will kill a king for you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God will kill the king that you might live. Hey, you know,
that's
I'm
right.
on fire.
That's right.
We will not come against God's people. So I want Prophetess Darlene to pray for Sister Corinthian Jones and
oh,
her family.
Speak Holy Ghost.
And also my sister Dawn is on the, she's still on the line. I want you
yes,
to pray
God.
For my sister Dawn and our son Jarvis. He's in a mental facility, so he's longing to come home. I don't know no more.
God is able. Hallelujah.
I want you to pray for that, Prophetess Darlene. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God. My son, we thank you for the man God praying. We thank you for what you have done on today. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for meeting us, God. We thank you that we're taking authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. We thank you that the enemy has no power.
That's
but when we
right.
give them,
that's
we
right.
don't give
that's
anything
right.
to
ah.
them. We come tearing down every stronghold, loosen every shackle in the name of Jesus. Right now, we pray for for the Jones family, God.
Yes,
we pray an increase. We pray a blessing over them in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now that you touch them, God, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet.
We
ask that you breathe on them, God, in the name of Jesus. New strength we speak in the name of Jesus. You say two or more attention to grain in your name. When we come in the name of Jesus, we come to break every barrier. We come to break every stronghold.
That's
in
right.
The name
that's
of
right.
Jesus. We come to claim and proclaim some things. And we proclaim life, life more abundantly on this line in the name of Jesus. We proclaim
that
we shall go forth in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We proclaim
that the Joneses,
God, they will be lifted up. They will go forth in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
God, I ask you to get your sister right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to get God, a whole family.
Yeah.
And we thank you right now. We praise you right now for being done, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch the nephew, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to touch all of this.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We know that you can save, God. We know that you can deliver, God. You are a mind changer. We ask that you recover the minds, God. In the name of Jesus, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you renew the minds, God. We ask
even now, God. Hallelujah.
And we claim it, and we proclaim it done, God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We won't take back, but we go forward in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. God, we claim it done, and we praise you, God. And we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory for being done, God. Victory. We thank you for the victory, God. Over the minds, God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you. And we give you the honor. And we give you all the glory. And we thank you for the testimonies that's going to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Receive it. Receive it, Sister Corinthians. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it, Dawn. Hallelujah. Receive it.
Warriors. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have prayer warriors on this line. We have intercessors on this line. We have people that have been anointed with the deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. We have people that have been anointed to cast out demons. We have people on this line that can prophesy, that can declare and decree. Hallelujah. We're going to renounce some things on Friday.
That's right.
On
That's
December
right.
the 6th.
That's right.
We won't be taking
That's
your
right.
baggage in the new year with us. We're going to be free. We're going to walk in freedom. We're going to walk in the liberty what God has already given us. Hallelujah. We're going to declare and decree. We're going to proclaim some things. Hallelujah. We can proclaim some things. We can prophesy. We're going to speak to every dead situation
That's right.
in our life.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
The Lord asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Yes, hallelujah, they can live, and they're going to become a great army. Hallelujah, exceeding army. In the name of Jesus, we're rising up. Hallelujah, we're going to take our rightful place in the kingdom.
That's right.
Hallelujah,
Amen,
no longer cry, woe is me. We will
no longer
suffer lack. Hallelujah. There will be no lack in this camp. Hallelujah. Because every man that has, we're going to distribute to him evenly as it did in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. No man or no woman, no household was without. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's where God's
right.
going to take us this year. He wants us to think on the things of somebody else more highly than we do ourselves. God wants us to not be selfish this year. Hallelujah. He don't want us to have respect of persons. He wants
That's
us
right.
to lose some of these cliques we in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you ain't my friend, you ain't got nothing. Well, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. And if
I am
a friend of God, then guess what? You are a friend of mine in the name of Jesus. We going into the new year with a new mindset. Hallelujah. I'm doing like liberal Democrat. I'm making change my friend this
That's
year.
Right. That's right.
I'm a part of how change is going to be my friend. And when we walk into the new year, me and my friend going to walk in with joy. We're going to walk celebrating. We're going to walk in rejoicing. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Me and my new friend.
Yeah.
I have a new friend, and that friend name is Change.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Calling
I'm see out this
new
Ghost.
Year with my friend. And I'm walking into the new year with my friend. I will not let nothing but death separate me from my new friend. Life is not going to separate me. Death is not going to separate. Nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. And the love of God is change. It's time for a change. Hey, glory to God. Oh, y'all have started something, Prophet.
All right.
You a liberal Democrat. We the only two on the, and Sister T still here, and my sister Dawn. We the only five left on the line. Hallelujah, but we making a joyful noise. We serving notice on the enemy today that you are defeated. You have already lost the fight. When you
That's
were
right.
kicked out of heaven, you lost,
That's right.
baby.
That's
you
right.
don't have a seat in the kingdom. You have a seat in the pits of hell. Hallelujah.
You're
going to forever burn in hell. We lift in Jesus today. Hallelujah. Because the battle has already been won. Hallelujah. The battle has already
That's right,
been
Holy
won.
Ghost. Hallelujah.
Christ is our God.
Yes, God.
Lord, y'all have
yes,
stirred
God.
Up something here today.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. When I feel like this, when God comes into the atmosphere like this, honey,
yes,
you better,
God.
Anything you have need of, just tell the Lord about it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Just say thank
That's
you.
Right.
It's already mine. He already has told us it's already ours. He said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. We ain't got to wait to Thanksgiving. Shout
That's
now.
Right.
We ain't got to wait to Christmas. Shout
That's
now.
Right.
We ain't got to wait to New Year's. Shout now. Because the battle
now.
Has already been won.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I don't even know how to close this program today.
Mm.
Do you know, Prophetess Darlene, and a liberal Democrat, and Sister T, and my sister Dawn, do you know heaven rejoiced over one soul?
That's right.
That one soul today was the young man. I don't know if he's young or old. I'm just going to call him the brother that came on the line. And
he's
been told so many things, and
so
it never came to pass. Do you know the Lord was happy? That man, that brother was on the line. He was the first one on the call today.
All right.
So you don't know who's seeking God for
That's
what.
Right.
His life could have been spared today.
That's right.
His life could have been revived today.
That's
Restoration could have come for him today. We don't know. But if we wasn't on the line, did you hear what he said?
He said
he'd been trying for hours to get on this line. Did you
My God. That's right.
So
That's
apparently
right.
he saw our information on Facebook, and he didn't he didn't know the time. So he was trying to get on.
That's right.
So don't be discouraged.
Thank
God
you, Jesus.
He's still healing people. He's still delivering people. He's still bringing folks into the kingdom.
Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
Why I
Hallelujah.
Don't care who don't come on. I don't look for folks to come on.
But I know
one thing. God tells me every day, get on that line, whether you're happy, sad, disappointed, frustrated, confused, whatever you are, get on that line. And when I get on this line, liberal Democrat, I feel my help coming.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
My help
Hallelujah.
Came today.
Hallelujah.
I wasn't prepared to minister, but when I saw Prophetess Darlene Davis, I said, they're my tag team member right there.
Aha,
Hallelujah.
Right,
then
Holy
I saw liberal Democrat. I said, my help has come.
Hallelujah.
We're not in this thing alone.
That's right.
God will send us help.
That's
he
right.
will send us help. I didn't feel like getting on here. I had a disturbing situation this past weekend.
My Lord.
But you know what? I'm at peace.
Yes, I'm at
peace today because I'm doing what I love. I'm at peace today because I'm obedient to God's voice. Hallelujah.
That's
now,
right.
I don't know what might happen in the next hour or two, but I know one thing. At the 1 o'clock hour, the Lord told me to sign on. Sister Ruby wasn't here to open up the switchboard, so I had to boot up my laptop and get busy.
Amen.
God always have a ramp. Don't you ever think God going to be left without a witness. Mm. God going to always have somebody.
Yes, he is.
Always.
The Bible.
So I love you all. Y'all don't know how much I love you all and appreciate you all. You know, your biological family, you love them naturally.
Yes,
but it's
God.
Just something about the saints. Mm. In Galatians 6 and 10, the Bible says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. But
yes,
it says
God.
Especially. See, that letter clause say, especially to the household of faith. You all
That's
are
right.
my family. I'm like Pastor Hamilton. He always say, praise the Lord, family. We love you, family. You all
God.
Are my family. Hallelujah. Now I go to bat for y'all. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I go to bat. You know, you go to bat for your children. You go to
That's
bed
right.
for your family. Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't care how long you've been saved. Let somebody mess with your baby. Let somebody mess with your grandchildren. You right
That's
there to defend them. Hallelujah, because they're infants. They can't defend themselves, so you got to come to their rescue.
Amen.
I thank God for my sister, Dawn. She's been a blessing. She lives in Texas, but she's been the only consistent family member that has supported me in this ministry. I'm very serious. The only consistent one. She's not a preacher. She just come on here to lend me her moral support and hear the word. And she don't know how much that strengthens me. She don't know how much that excites me to continue on. It encourages me. Amen. So I love you all with the love of God. I tell you, y'all look forward to a word. Maybe liberal able to come on tomorrow. We're talking about, Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm going to try to get somebody
thank
to Wednesday. And I don't know if we'll have no guest speaker for Thursday, but I will be on the line. So if y'all can take a 10-minute break from your family and your turkey, we're going to be on this line giving thanks to God. Y'all can thank him at your dinner table. I'm going to thank him at the dinner table, too, but I'm going to thank him on Blog Talk Radio, too. So God bless you all. We love you all. We're going to close out with this song. I don't even feel like hanging up the phone, but God knows. Again, Hide Me by Bruce Forham. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Bless you, Sister T. We love you.
Lord, hide me in thy glory. In the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. Oh,
the best thing I ever, ever done. In his arms, I feel protected, oh yes I do. In his arms, never did connect them.
Forgot to give you something. I left it at home. So send me, text me your address.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Don't cry, Sister T. God loves you, and I know it's hard. Lean on your family during this time. I seen your beautiful family, and you all seem to be close-knit. Rally around your family because you all going to need one another. I saw your sisters. I saw your brother. So rally around one another. They're going to need you more than you realize during this difficult time. So God bless you. Excellent
so
address and everything. We praying for you, and we love you. You know you're welcome to come to Stockton with us at any time. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I love
you. We're going to be praying for you. Be encouraged. Hold your head up. Your mother lived a beautiful life. 77 years old. And the neighborhood talked about how beautiful a woman she was. Firm, but she was a godly woman. She loved the Lord. She loved her family. And she served God. And she was ready. Your sister got up and said, how your mother said, I don't do no crying around me. I don't want that. She said, it's time. Then they testified how she was married to your father for 60 years. Do you know you had a great mother and father?
Yeah, I was very blessed.
And they loved you. You had a mother. I wouldn't have never known that. Your mother married your father when she was about 17 years old and stayed with him for 60 years.
Yeah.
That's a testimony.
Yes, it is.
So you all said, honey, if you can be half the woman your mother was, you're going to make it in. You're going to make it to that city. Your mother made it to that city. So she's there with your father. Hallelujah. I when I read that in the program, 60 years were married to one man.
Yeah.
How many children? 10 children?
Yeah.
Look at God.
I know.
The only man she probably ever knew because she married him as a teenager. Girl, you reflect upon your mother and your father. Reflect upon the upbringing you had. Appreciate the gifts that God already gave you, Sister T.
Yeah.
And God going to get you through this season. All right?
Well, I know he will.
Okay. God has seen you through. God has seen you through, and your mother wanted all of her children to be strong. She was ready. She didn't want to stay here and suffer going to no hospitals and going back and forth and people having to wait on. She didn't want that.
Oh, yeah, no, because I was here with her. I've been here for 2 months caring for her, and she did not want that. So I know. She told me she was ready to go.
And look how God positioned you to be there where you were a comfort to your mother. That's God.
Yeah.
So you be encouraged, okay?
I will. Okay.
All right.
I love
you. Send me the information.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.